2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 10, the Apostle Paul speaks about always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Isn't that an unusual verse? Maybe you've never thought about that before. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. The Reverend Duncan Campbell, who was so greatly used in the revival in the Isle of Lewis in 1949 through to 1952, spoke about this verse and talked about a saintly old farmer who lived in those Hebridean islands. And one young Christian, as they watched that farmer, and all he was doing was walking across the farmyard carrying a pail of milk in his hands, they said, "I saw God in a farmyard, stead in dungarees. I looked at that man and I saw God, stead in dungarees." And what they meant was there was such a godliness, a Christ-likeness about that individual, that as they looked at him, they saw something of God, even in work clothes. It was said of Robert Murray McShane that whenever he passed away, that one of the local papers in Dundee carried the headline that Christ himself walked the streets of Dundee in the body of Robert Murray McShane. I think Christ-likeness, holiness and godliness are things that seem to be going out of fashion as far as the Church of Jesus Christ is concerned. But one of the reasons that God saved us was not just to keep us out of hell and get to heaven, but God chose us, predestined us, called us that we might be conformed to the image of His Son. Conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, made in His likeness. That's what the name Christian means. It means little Christ, Christ's followers, Christ's ones. And the disciples in the book of the Acts of the Apostles were so godly and so Christ-like that people looked at them and says, "Oh, there's one of Christ's ones." Now, I used to know an old saint of God, and he went to be with the Lord a good number of years ago. He was a small man, of little stature physically, but of immense stature spiritually. He didn't have much of this world's goods. His house was, I suppose, sparsely furnished, a little cottage with a corrugated roof. But yet out at the back of his house, there was an old beaten track up and down the field. And every morning and every evening before work and then after his dinner at night, he would put on an old duffel coat and walk up and down that field and just talk to the Lord, talk to his Saviour. And he was a godly man. He told me a story one day that in the place that he worked, he was brushing the yard. A fancy car drove in and a man got out of the car dressed in a fine suit. And the boss was busy, so he had to wait before he could speak to him. And this old man was just brushing the yard. And the businessman sat in the bonnet of his car and he watched him. And then whenever his boss became available, he walked over towards the office but stopped with this Christian gent who was sweeping the yard. And he spoke to him and said, "Sir, can I ask you, are you a Christian?" Mr. McLernan said, "Yes, I am." And he said to him, "I just thought you were." And off he went. And I remember Jimmy saying to me, "You know, I wondered that day, how did he know that I was a Christian? I didn't say anything or say I was just brushing a yard. But I know how that man knew that Jimmy McLernan was a Christian. There was something godly about him. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Let's strive, if we're Christians at all, to be as like Christ as it's possible to be. Pray like McShane prayed, "God, make me as holy as it is possible for a sinner saved by grace on this earth to be." God bless you, and we'll see you again next time.